Blessed be your name in a land that is plentiful, where streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
Have you ever figured out a better way to do something? Maybe you perform this task your whole life in a certain way. Then one day, someone shows you a better, more efficient way to do it. And even though you might recognize this as a better way, you are also used to your way, and it can still be difficult to change, especially if you're in a hurry trying to get the task done. It's easy to go back and to use the old way because it's what you're used to. Well, as Christians, we have been given a better way. Not just to perform a specific task, but a better way of life handed down by God through His Son. So please stay with me for a few moments today as we discuss the topic of a better way.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away.
Pour out our gifts and back to praise.
My heart
when
will
the darkness closes in, Lord,
blessed
still
be
I will
your
say.
Name. You give
every
and take away.
Pour out our gifts
and
back
to praise. My heart
when
will
the darkness
to
closes
say,
in, Lord,
blessed be your
name.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
Today I want to examine the 37th Psalm and the 5th verse. This one verse gives us the key to finding a better way. It states, commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He will do it. As we stated in the introduction, it's one thing to find a better way, but it's an entirely different thing to actually use that way. We become so set in our ways that even when we find a better way, we often do not use it because we are so used to our way. We want everyone else to bend to our will and our way of thinking, that oftentimes we don't even find a better way because we're not looking for it. Today, I want us to see through this verse that there is a better way, and we need to follow it if we're going to be found pleasing to God. The first statement that puts us on our way to finding a better path is, commit your way to the Lord. This can be quite difficult to do sometimes. And not because we don't want to, but because of what committing to the Lord means. Look at Matthew chapter 16 and verse 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Of all the things that God asks us to do, denying ourselves is something that comes very difficult to most of us. But truly committing to God is a must. Think about anything that you want to commit to. It usually comes at a sacrifice of something else. If you commit yourself to earning money, it usually will come at the expense of your family. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't have a lot of money and have a good home life, but the people that have both are typically not committed to the money. Commit is defined as to pledge or bind either a person or an organization to a certain course or policy. Now think about that in relationship to the verse at hand. Commit your way to the Lord. Have we pledged or bound ourselves to God? This means that He has top priority in our lives. When we make a decision, He comes first. When we choose a college or help our kids or grandkids choose a college, is God a part of that decision? I have known of people who chose to go a certain school and choose a certain career path because that school has that particular area of study, but never even considered God or the church in that decision. It doesn't often turn out well for them, spiritually speaking. What about when we choose a job? Do we take into consideration how that job will affect our service to God or our spiritual lives? Or is our only concern the ability to provide for our family? Now, please don't misunderstand. I know that we need to physically provide for our family, but even more than that, we need to provide spiritually for them. God should be in every decision that we make, and our commitment needs to be to Him. The next section of the verse says, trust also in Him. This suggests to me that part of commitment is trust. Often we will commit to something when we are getting the outcome that we want, but the moment the result is not what we expected, we walk away from it and move our commitment elsewhere. This is not how we are to treat God. Even when the result isn't what we want, we still need to trust God. Later in the 37th Psalm, verse 40, David says, "And the Lord shall help them and deliver them because they trust Him." God's way will always be best. God's way may not always be the easiest. God never promises us easy. He only promises us the best. We all know from personal experience that oftentimes to have the best of something, it's going to cost you more time, more money, more effort. We may need a car, but if we buy what we consider to be the best car, it will cost more money, meaning it will probably cost us more time at work and may even cost us more effort there as well. So to have the best God has to offer may mean more work, but His way is always worth it. The last bit of this verse is the result of committing to God and trusting in Him. It simply says, "And He will do it." Well, what do you think that might be? If you look in verse 4, it says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." If you look at the following verse in verse 6, He says, "He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your judgment as noonday." God can do all of these things for us if we simply commit ourselves to Him and trust Him, even in the difficult times of our lives, and He can give us the best life we could hope for, and hope for a future life as well. Jesus tells us in John 10 and verse 10, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Yes, it may be difficult, and it may not always be what we imagine, but Jesus can give us the best life if we commit to Him and trust Him with all our hearts. So until next time, I encourage you to seek a better way.
Great in power, great in glory, great in mercy, King of heaven, great in battle, great in wonder, great in Zion, King over Zion, King.